Hi, I'm Daryl Sealand, Editorial Director of Quality. I'm talking with Jim Spickiger, an ASQ Fellow and holder of 9 professional certifications and a PE license. Thanks for joining me today, Jim.
Thank you, Daryl. It's my pleasure and honor to be invited to join this podcast.
Great. There is a perspective expressed in the article that certifications suggest that someone's learning is complete and is counter to the idea that learning is continuous. How would you respond to this sentiment?
Well, I would disagree with that perspective, and here's why. Most certifications expire after a certain period of time. ASQ, for example, offers 18 professional certifications. There are 6 entry-level ones, the inspector, technician, yellow belt, etc. Those are lifetime certs. But the 12 upper-tier ones, such as engineering, manager, black belt, those are only valid for a 3-year period. ASQ allows you to renew your certification if you earn enough recertification units during that 3-year period. These RUs can be earned in numerous ways, such as work experience, by publishing, and through continued education. On more than one occasion, I was able to convince my boss to send me to a training course or to a conference in order for me to earn recertification units. And it really was a thing of beauty. So needing the units in order to maintain my certification forced me to continue learning. This was advantageous to my career as well as to my employer. My employer would be able to tout to their customers that I was a qualified engineer, qualified quality manager, certified quality auditor, etc. But the need for me to earn recertification units by attending courses and conferences helped me further my knowledge of quality-related topics. It just made me a better employee. And it gets even better because by attending courses and conferences, it allowed me to meet like-minded professionals, thus expanding my network. At various times throughout my career, I tapped into my network, seeking assistance with challenges I faced, asking for advice, and even opening doors for possible career opportunities. The value of a professional network cannot be understated. So learning is never complete, and we never stop learning. I personally have a nearly 40-year career, and I've learned something new almost every day. Having a professional certification has helped me accelerate my learning and education, which has resulted in my professional success.
And how about the idea that certifications are achieved through tests more than, or rather than, hands-on improvement or competence?
Well, the fact is that a professional certification obtained solely through an exam proves that on such and such a day, you knew enough of a certain exam's body of knowledge to pass them. But that's not the case with ASQ certifications. While you do have to pass an exam, ASQ places prerequisites on anyone taking one of their exams. You cannot simply come off the street and take an ASQ exam. For instance, in order to take the Certified Quality Inspector exam, which is the entry level of ASQ's technical career path, you need a high school diploma and 2 years relevant experience. If you don't have a high school diploma, then you need 3 years experience. To take ASQ's Certified Black Belt exam, you need 3 years relevant experience and have completed a Six Sigma project with a signed affidavit. So to answer your question, ASQ's prerequisites require someone to have the relevant hands-on experience and competence before they can sit for the certification exam. An ASQ certification is not just about passing or possessing theoretical knowledge, it's also about having practical knowledge too.
In addition to signaling knowledge and ability to potential employers and clients, like you mentioned earlier, is there not also a benefit to the certification candidate in the idea of increased confidence, not only in their current role, but in the prospect of advancement throughout their careers, or perhaps even simply in the idea of distinguishment in the profession?
Yes, all that you just said is very true. And I like that you said increased confidence. I can attest from my own personal experience that attaining a professional certification makes for a feel-good moment that never ends. It's a real confidence booster. Professional certifications validate your skills. They demonstrate expertise within a defined body of knowledge, and they provide personal and professional pride. In addition, certifications differentiate you from your peers. They make you more marketable, open career paths, and provide financial reward, either immediate or deferred. And lastly, having a professional certification puts you into a group or a club of like-minded professionals, which lead to an expanded professional network, which I already explained the benefits of.
Indeed. Can you speak to any specifics to what is being done or in discussion to improve or change the certification process?
ASQ is a professional society of quality professionals and practitioners. We are in the continuous improvement business, so ASQ is always seeking ways to improve itself and its certifications. Now, I'm personally not aware what ASQ staff is specifically doing, but I do know that Michael Burns and his team are always seeking improvement. Now, the last major improvement to the certification process was moving to an online testing. Previously, ASQ offered pencil and paper exams on a certain Saturday morning, twice a year, and during the World Conference on Quality Improvement. So it took several weeks before you knew your exam results. Back in 2017, they began offering exams at test sites around the globe. This expanded the opportunity to take an exam any day during a three-week window. These exam windows occurred six times a year. So the improvement was going from providing an opportunity to take an exam 2 days a year to about 75 days a year. Plus, the exam results were provided instantaneously. Taking online testing one step further, the COVID pandemic forced ASQ to develop a certification process that would permit people to take at-home exams. This was a major improvement to the certification process. So it may be a few more years before we see that type of transformation within ASQ's exam process, but continued improvements will be coming. Now, if I were to speculate, I'm sure that ASQ is looking at ways to improve the exam question development and validation process, because these are very time-consuming and expensive processes. Prior to the pandemic, teams of subject matter experts would fly to ASQ, then lock themselves into a room for several days and write and validate questions. Now that there has been a pandemic, I'm sure ASQ staff has made inroads to improving its exam question development and validation processes. And also, let me add, because ASQ exams undergo a 5 to 7 year body of knowledge review, the exams themselves are always evolving and improving. An example would be the latest revision of the Certified Quality Inspector Body of Knowledge software for test equipment. That portion has been added to the exam. And this is an example of how the body of knowledge evolves, remains relevant to today's technology. And in so doing, it adds value to the certification process.
Indeed. Is there any other advice you might have for anyone considering certification?
Oh, sure. My advice is do it. Get certified. If you wish to be acknowledged as a master of your craft, get certified. Having a professional certification can only serve as an enhancer. There is no downside. Not only does a professional certification validate your knowledge and expertise, but also serves as a differentiator between you and your peers. It provides you a leg up and makes you more marketable in today's competitive job market. And if that isn't incentive enough, then another great benefit of having a professional certification is that it puts money in your pocket. Each year, Quality Progress Magazine publishes the results of its salary survey. Included in the results is a comparison between people with and without certifications. In every instance, year after year, professionals with certifications make a significant percentage more than their peers without a professional certification. Let me repeat that. In every instance, year after year, professionals with certifications make a significant percentage more than their peers without a professional certification. Certifications help you professionally and financially.
That's great. Thank you, Jim, so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Daryl. It's been my pleasure. I look forward to doing this again sometime.
Absolutely. For more information on ASQ certifications, visit asq.org/cert. For more on everything quality and metrology, visit qualitymag.com.